Always great to chat, Mossy.
Hello, guys.
How are you, mate?
I'm very, very well. I missed you guys last week.
Yeah, we missed you.
But it's lovely to be back.
We missed you. Now, the EPL, mate, there's a feast.
There really is. Games right through till, apart from Friday, right through till Monday morning. And it's a crucial week, a really crucial week, because... you know, it's that lead up to Christmas, and we all know in the Premier League, Christmas New Year is such a massive period for how the competition ends at both ends of the table, and some key matchups. And I think I heard TK. I'm driving into work at the moment, so I haven't got the live scores updated, but I know I think Leicester were up 1-0 over Spurs.
Vardy scored, mate. United. So I'll go through the scores currently as they stand because it's happening live. 37 minutes gone. Leicester City 1-0 up over Tottenham, and that's Vardy scored. Brighton is 0-0 with Crystal Palace. Watford are currently trailing Manchester United 1-0, and West Bromwich 0-0 with Newcastle United. That's how they stand at the moment.
Yeah, well, there's some big games. I mean, that Leicester-Spurs game, it was touted against Jamie Vardy up against Dele Alli and Harry Kane. And of course, Matty Ryan in the Brighton game, he got some big raps on the weekend for his performance away to Manchester United, even though he was beaten by an own goal late in that game. But I think all eyes really are on the Manchesters, because this is a massive game this morning for Manchester United. Manchester City obviously take on Southampton tomorrow morning, and they've both got a game on the weekend as well, and then Champions League, and then Manchester City goes to Old Trafford to take on Manchester United on Sunday week. So over the next 12 days, it's a huge, potentially, well, really season-defining period for Manchester United if they don't keep touch with Manchester City. And Manchester City, of course, could run away with things if they get the results and Manchester United don't.
What do I ask about this new coaches association?
This is a real watershed moment for Australian football, Slats, and I've had the absolute honour of being appointed to the interim executive committee to represent all the A-League coaches. It's the first time in Australian football history that there's been an association for coaches. I could have done with it 3 years ago when I left the Central Coast Mariners, I can tell you that much. But, look, it's great that it's finally been formed, and full credit to James Kitching and Glenn Worry, the two gentlemen who are in charge of putting it together. And, you know, in countries around the world, coaches' associations have a lot of power and a lot of say at the big table, particularly in countries like Holland. If a coach gets a sack, the club is not allowed to appoint a successor until that coach has been settled with the club. So things like that are being put in place to protect coaches. And in a lot of ways, the game has moved on into such a professional era, but the coaches are the most vulnerable stakeholder in our game. And up until now, we've had no representation. So a massive, massive step forward for the game in this country.
Do you know Trent Robinson at the Roosters, Mossy? He's trying to get this up. Well, he thinks it's a good idea anyway, that the coaches should have a bigger voice or an association. The players have got their union, and then obviously the governing body, and he believes that the coaches should have a union as well.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not just about coaches who get the sack, TK. It's also to support them, you know, in and around the job that we do, because it's a huge job. There's so much pressure on coaches now in the modern day of professional sport, so it's it really is an important step forward.
People sign up for it, though.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely.
You know, like it's...
But in most industries, you've got support that you can fall back on, so it's just good to have that expertise behind you, and it's about professional development as well. There'll be conferences, coaching conferences that attract some of the best coaches from around the world as well, so some really positive things happening.
And what's happening at Sydney FC?
It's been a massive week, Sluts. We obviously had three games last week, including the Cup Final. Lifted the first ever FFA Cup Final in the club's history, so that was a massive moment. The other night, Graeme Arnold collected the New South Wales Sports Team of the Year at the New South Wales Sports Awards out there at Rosehill Racecourse. So another accolade for the club moving forward, and obviously we're looking forward to going down to Adelaide on Friday night taking them on again for the second time in the space of a week and a half.
Now, the World Cup draw, mate, the final 32, we've eventually got there by the you know, the skin on our chin. We'll get I can see the headline now, mate. The group of death.
How did I know you'd say that?
Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever, whoever we draw, we'll be in the group of death.
I don't think there's any group that wouldn't be the group of death in the World Cup. The top 32 teams in the world, and each group will draw a team from each pot. There'll be restrictions on how many teams from the same confederation, and a maximum of two European nations in each group. So we've got our assistant coach Ante Milicic over there representing us at the draw, which is at the Kremlin Theatre in Moscow, 2 a.m. Saturday morning our time. And he's obviously said that the last 4 years won't be lost on the performances at the World Cup. Even though Ange's moved on, it's about carrying that legacy forward. And, at the last World Cup in Brazil, we drew Spain, Holland and Chile. And that was a very, very tough group.
No. It was the group of death.
Group of death. Well, let's say we get the group of life at this one.
Yeah, well,
That'd be nice.
I don't think there's one of them for us at the World Cup. We'll know who we're playing, Moss, a bit. We won't have a coach, which is an absolute farcical predicament, but I won't get you involved in that. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat.